Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
How's it going?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Pretty good. I can't complain.
All right, man. Do me a favor, man. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Let everybody know who you are, and then I'll chop it up with you, man.
All right, cool. How's it going, everybody? I'm Steven Walters. I'm an actor, model, and I can say I'm now humanitarian on my list, and I'm happy to be here.
Oh, wow. That's a humanitarian.
So you want
to explain to us how you're a humanitarian, man?
Well, actually, I signed on to do the New York City ING Marathon for a nonprofit organization called Groundwork. It's for, like, underprivileged kids, and basically their company helps to promote the kids to having a better life as possible, exposing them to different arts and different colleges and investing in their education. So I'm joining in with that company. I've worked with them before with other events, but I'm taking this big leap. Never ran a marathon before, but, yeah, I'm taking this big leap and supporting this organization, this wonderful organization, and running the marathon November 7th.
Oh, wow. Congratulations on that, man.
Yeah.
I wish I had known about swimming, man. I would have ran with you, man. But
No, it's not too late. I think they're closing it down with September the 13th. So if you want to get your running shoes on, come and join us. It's all for the kids.
I love the kids, man, but I'm not in shape, man.
So I'm going to hold you to it next year then. So you can have at least like 6 months.
I am going to be doing a walk. I forgot what the walk is for. It's for a charity.
Okay.
I think it's for mental health awareness and something like that. So
oh,
I,
cool.
I'm going to be doing that pretty soon. I'm a strong advocate for that. That and lung cancer and things like that.
Wow.
But nevertheless, I'm trying to be good humanitarian, man. I've been kind of wiggling on that side, man. I've been more on the philanthropy side, just giving, you know, goodbye. But it does get more involved when, you know, and it's a humanitarian is good. So you're an actor, man, and a good friend of mine told me about you and asked me to join the show, and I said definitely because you seem like a good guy.
Oh, thanks, man.
So tell us about your work, you know, and everything. Tell us about it.
Well, I've been modeling and acting for about, let's say, 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. I got into it from my fifth grade teacher. I was like a really shy, introverted child, and she pushed me to be in this play, and I think from there I caught the acting bug and started doing it in high school and this, that, and the third. And then after college, I just jumped out there, and I booked my first national print campaign for K-Swiss sneakers. And then from there, it's been like a snowball effect, you know. I just finished a show last night, which is called One Drop, and it was set in the 1800s. The story was based off this young kid who was biracial and his struggles to be accepted by both sides of the spectrum, and I played his, like, stepfather. And it was a really interesting stress for me and my instrument because I had to play, like, an 85-year-old dude and one half of the play, and then I had to play a 23-year-old. So it was amazing for me just to stretch myself in that way, and I'm just honored just to be a part of such a great production.
Wow. Well, congratulations on that.
Yeah.
And I saw some of your pictures on Facebook, man. What kind of part was that was? Was it a perm box or some escrow box?
Oh, that was for you can pick that up in any local beauty supply stores. It was for Black and Beautiful Oil Sheen. I did that a couple of years ago, and they just released the product. It's so funny when you shoot and stuff. You never know how it would really turn out. So, actually, one of my family members, we were at a 4th of July barbecue, and she brought it. She said, oh, my God, Steve. And I was just, like, shocked at how it came out. But nevertheless, I'm, like, blessed to have work out there, you know. So, yeah, that was Black and Beautiful Oil Sheen. And it smells good, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you actually use the product?
I do. It's funny because I was like, I'll save it in my little stash of memorabilia of the things that I've done. But I actually use it from time to time when I run my hair out to give me a little, you know, a little sheen.
Okay.
A little sheen.
So what else do you have coming up, and what else would you like to do?
It's so funny because I have a couple of projects that I can't really talk about right now, but I'll talk about one of the things. I have my own show that I'm probably going to be releasing in the end of November, the beginning of December. Basically, it's the cross between, like, Teen Summit and Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. I'm really an advocate for the community and, like, saving our youth. So I'm combining my acting career and using that as a liaison to play my vital part in, you know, helping the youth. You know, they say that it takes a village to raise a child. And
right.
I came out really, really rough as far as, like, an education, you know, and things of that nature. So I said, why don't I use this vehicle as an actor to give back to the youth, to try to save some of the youth, to bring families back together. So hopefully, with the blessing of God, I cross my fingers, that this show comes off to be a blast. I'm going to be releasing it off my blog site. I haven't had it up yet, but probably by the end of November, early December, we'll have everything up and running. So that's one big project that I'm very, very, very eager to really, like, you know, display. Like I said before, you know, us as entertainers, we take on, like, this silent contract that we're role models, and so I feel like it's my duty to really make sure that I take care of that. So, yeah, I want to make sure the young people are taken care of.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that, man.
Yeah.
I love to work with you, man. So any project that you need me, man, just let me know, man. I'm there.
Oh, no doubt.
If I got a
spot
all the way to Jamaica, man, I'm there, man.
No doubt, no doubt. Yeah.
I'm trying to do acting again, man. It's like since I got older. Don't laugh, but it seems like I got older the ugly I got, because nobody called me anymore for any projects. Like, you know, young kids are so cute, but then
yeah.
I don't know what happened. It's like I got old and ugly, so I don't get a call, you know. So good thing, you know, I'm still in the business, but, you know, just the radio just picked up for me really well.
Yeah. You know, it's I say it to you like this. If you believe in yourself, you can do it. You know what I'm saying? People have all these different judgmentalities on what you can and what you cannot do. And going back to my youth when I was growing up, you know, my school teachers and counselors said that I wasn't going to ever even make it to college. You know what I'm saying? But I made it to college, you know. A lot of my teachers were trying to put me on, like, special education classes and pills and stuff like that. I thank God for a mom who was, like, pushing for me. And, you know, the possibilities are endless. You know what I'm saying? Most people who say you can't do it don't have the guts to do it themselves. You know what I'm saying? You ain't never too old to jump into the acting game.
No, you know what I'm saying? No. I'm not saying I'm too old, but it's just that I don't get the phone calls that I used to. If I'm getting a phone call, it's to do a fresh project or to just, you know, relate to music more or less than, you know, TV. It's not that I can't do it. It's just that, you know, the phone call, you know, I mean, I can make stuff happen, you know.
Yeah.
But it's the point that, you know, I haven't done anything. And it's kind of me mostly, you know, because I want to be, you know, on a different side, you know. But, hey, sometimes you have to gain weight to do a part, you have to lose weight to do a part. So,
yeah, it's all a part of the business.
I haven't done my acting in years. But this show's not about me, man. This is about you, Steve.
No, it's all good. We just communicating, you know. But you were saying, as far as in the way that our business is going right now, you know, I was doing a little bit of research and how who's being put on now. You know, it's not necessarily about talent. It's about, you know, building a brand and making somebody. So a lot of these people right now, which I'm not hating on, I'm congratulating everybody on, but they're making a mockery out of a brand, you know, and making money off of it. And I'm not mad, you know what I'm saying? So it's all about what you want to do. I feel like, you know, like now, but years ago, you used to, like, rush to try to get representation. But representation's not even, like, trying to put you on unless you already a star. So, you know, using these social networks and YouTubes and all these different things to brand yourself and to make yourself the name of the celebrity that you need to be. And that's what I'm just doing right now, you know, and I'm enjoying that process, you know. You were speaking something about music. I love music. I don't really know what to listen to right now because I'm kind of bored of everything that I'm hearing. So give me some stuff that I should be listening to soon or any kind of new artist that I should be checking out.
Hello?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, I got you, man. No, I mean, I'm not going to even get into that with the music part. being a radio host is a very difficult job.
Gotcha.
It's not an easy job, and my radio career is one of the most successful radio careers ever. You know, I had the privilege to interview, you know, a lot of big names, you know, and I've, you know, it's both my career, you know, all over, you know, but and I'm a celebrity, but you know, it, the thing is this, it's not an easy job. People may think it's a paid record, but it's, you know, interviewing these people, I had to train myself how to interview people.
Wow.
And, you know, it didn't come easy. And I actually jumped in the radio kind of like an accident, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of an accident, kind of like actually a group that I used to manage, a rap group that I used to manage, kind of like they did an interview with this station, and I kind of liked it, so I kind of talked with the music directors over here, and you know, one thing or another, you know, I had my own show. They said, yeah, we'll give it a shot. So one thing or another, the contract signed everything, and you know, here it is, and you know, it's a success. You know, so,
that's amazing.
Yeah,
that is amazing.
You know, but you know, I've done work with BET as some production, so, you know, so I've done everything that you can name in this industry except model. That model, you know. So I paid my debts. I think it was 24 years I have been doing this. So,
Wow.
Yeah. Well, and not since I was a little kid. That's why it's so long, you know.
I'm young.
You know, so like, I'm old, but no, I'm in my 20s. But you know, I've been doing this since a child. So you know,
yeah.
I was a little slow. Not like a little bit singing like the Jacksons. I was like 4 years old when I first started singing and signed my first recording contract at 10. So you know. But Steve, again, we're talking about me. It's about you. your music. I mean, can you sing?
It's so funny, right? So I just booked this play that we just wrapped, and I used to like sing in church. And for this play, I had to sing, and I was proud of myself. I was proud of myself. I did pretty well. I did good. I can hold the tune. I can hold the tune.
I'm not gonna put you on the spot and tell you to sing for us.
I mean, it's whatever. I'm an artist, so you guys gotta be prepared.
Go ahead.
I'll sing a little bit. I will stay with you through the ups and the downs. I will stay with you when no one else is around. When the dark clouds rise, I will stay by your side. I know it will be all right, because I'll stay with you.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
A little something, huh?
That was great, man. That was really
thanks,
great.
Thanks.
Hold on a second, man. We're going to clap in the studio for you, okay?
That's fine.
We had to clap for you, man. That was
I awesome. Appreciate that.
Awesome,
I appreciate
man.
It.
Awesome. We got to record a track together, man.
Right.
Now, where you from, and where you residing, as they say?
Okay, it's going to get a little bit complicated, but I'll make it simple. I was born in New York. I'm born in Queens. I was raised in Atlanta, and now I live right back in Queens. So I got a little Southern hospitality with the New York hustle, as I like to say.
Okay.
Now,
what part of Queens? Cause I know Queens, like, you know.
I'm living in East Elmhurst, Queens, and I was raised in East Elmhurst. I mean, I was born in East Elmhurst, Queens, as well.
Okay.
I'm trying
to look what I said, but I'm pretty sure I do.
Jackson Heights area.
Okay.
Corona.
How far are you from Springfield?
That's kind of far. That's like northern Jamaica side, right?
Okay, yeah. So you're close. Are you close to the Far Rockaway, or that?
I'm close to like Long Island City or Astoria.
Okay. I know where that is. Okay.
Got it.
Okay. All right. Steve, I want you to give your shout outs, man. And once I get off the air, man, I'm gonna call you and chop up with you for a minute. And I got some things I wanna discuss with you about. And I wanna get with my publicist, of course. You know, maybe she can help you out with some things.
Okay, cool, no problem.
Right, but give your shout-outs and everything, man. I'm going to touch bases with you in a few, now once I get off and wrap things up. So go ahead and
all right. Cool, I just want to give a shout-out to everybody out there that's listening. Thanks so much for listening. Hit me up on Facebook, it's SWalters1, or Twitter, Steve B. Walters. And let me know what you think about the interview, any kind of questions, if you want to just befriend me. I have no problem with that. Shout-out to you, Tim. Talk to you later, and peace out, everybody.
All right, man. Take care, man.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime.
All right.
succeed.